Masechet Kelim Perek He, Mishnah He. We learned in Mishnah Gimel that the rim that's on top of the kirah is not part of the kirah. Here we'll talk about a different type of rim on top. Mishnah says, Musaf HaTanur, the top of the oven, there was a clay rim attached to the top of the oven around the opening, which was on top. Shel ba'ale batim tahor. If it was the oven of people in their homes, a regular home oven, it's tahor, it's pure, because the rim is not considered to be part of the oven. Even though the rim is there to preserve the heat, it doesn't really help with the baking of bread, and therefore it's not considered to be part of the oven. The bread is baked on the wall of the oven. The rim doesn't really do anything besides for just serving as a little bit of insulation. But the rim of a baker is tameh, because the baker would put the spit that he would use to roast meat on that rim. So therefore the rim is considered to be part of the oven, and it becomes tameh with it. The bakers would roast meat, and the people in their homes would not roast meat in their oven. So the rim for the baker contributes to the use of the oven. It's a yad, it's a handle to the oven, and becomes tameh with it. But the home oven was only used to bake bread, and therefore the rim is not considered to be a real integral part of the use of the oven. The next Tana is going to disagree about the rim of a baker's oven for a different reason. Rabbi Yohanan HaSandlar omer, mipenei shehu ofe bo kesheu nidhak. Says Rabbi Yohanan HaSandlar, he's not going to disagree with the din of being tameh when it comes to a baker's oven, but he's going to disagree for the rationale behind it. He says the rim of the baker's oven is tameh because he bakes with it when he's under pressure. If he has to bake a lot of bread and he has too many customers who need bread urgently, then he would use the rim for baking, and therefore it's considered to be part of the oven and could become tameh. What they would normally do with bread is they would put it against the walls of the oven. So when the baker had a lot of bread that he needed to bake at once, he would paste some dough to this rim as well. So therefore, he would say that it's integral and it's part of the oven. That's why it has the ability to become tameh. In the previous ruling, we saw there's a difference between the rim of a bal habayit, a homeowner, and a nahtom, and a baker. Now we'll say a difference between the rims of different types of pots. Kayotzebo. Musaf hayora shel shul kezetim tameh. Likewise, the addition to the top of the pot used by people to boil olives is tameh with the pot, because the rim allows for more ovens to be cooked in the pot. So therefore the rim is part of the pot. Olives are pressed for their oil, and then afterwards they're boiled to extract whatever oil is left in them. They use copper pots, and they would often put a rim to put more olives inside so they could fill it up all the way, because when the boiling water boiled, the water would rise up and the rim would keep the water inside of the pot. So the rim allows more olives to be boiled at one time, so it's considered an integral part of the pot. Veshel sava'im tahor, but the rim added to the top of the pots of dyers is pure. The rim doesn't allow more clothes to be dyed, but it prevents the dye from overflowing in case the pot boils over. So therefore, it's not considered to be part of the pot. With a dyer, the dyer doesn't want the liquid to rise because the earthen rim would spoil the quality of the dye. So when he avoids putting the pot, filling it up all the way to the top. The rim is there in case of emergency, in case there's an overflow to prevent the dye from spilling out and destroying whatever is under the pot. The rim is not used for the benefit of the pot, and therefore it's not considered to be an integral part of it.